It's not easy looking this good. Feel fit and fabulous with Krista in the Morning Rush.
Well, you'll definitely feel fit and fabulous when you hang out with one of our dearest friends. He's an amazing personal trainer. He owns In Pursuit Fitness in Oregon. Say hello to Hans.
Good morning, Tracy and Krista. How are you guys?
We're good.
We're good.
It's Friday.
Yeah.
Friday's good.
Friday is good. And Hans, it's always great to have you back on the phone with us. Of course, when it comes to making us feel good from the inside out, everyone wants to have a hard, lean-looking body. Let's be honest.
Yes.
So I'm really excited about today's topic. It's about the ultimate fall into fitness program. So tell us kind of a little bit about this, and why does your ultimate fall into fitness program begin with nutrition?
Yeah, you know, I mean, ladies, I was just thinking, you know, last time I was on, we did the Q&A, and it was really nice to just, like, rapid fire through a bunch of, you know, your listeners' questions. And, you know, I put a bunch of that on Instagram, and, you know, and I hope people got a little something out of it. But now we're into school, a lot of us as parents. And so, you know, we've had like 2 weeks, maybe 3 weeks of this schooling, and I just thought, I want to give people kind of the 30,000 foot view of what their fitness should look like. If you want to get more fit this fall, you know, and finish 2020 in a strong way, which I really think you should, there's no reason to wait till the new year. You need to have a couple things in mind. And so this is not a rapid fire, but there's definitely, you know, three or four different areas that I want us to look at, beginning with nutrition, like you said. And the reason I started with nutrition is because, you know, if we're going to expect our bodies to do something physically, we need to start with what we put inside them. So we're not necessarily performing at a high level, but I think it makes sense to say, hey, you know, if I expect a car to go somewhere, what do I do first? I put the right fuel in it. And that's kind of a cheesy analogy, but I want us to realize we have three meals a day, right? And we only work out once a day, typically, if that, right? And so, you know, something that we do three times a day is pretty darn important. So I think it makes sense to start with nutrition because, you know, you do it three times a day. And sometimes it's the more difficult thing to change. But if we can change our nutrition, we can certainly start building some momentum. So that's why I'm starting with nutrition.
Wow. Hey, so Hans, how should we then adjust our nutrition to set us up for the fitness?
So obviously adjusting means, you know, I know what you particularly are doing. So, you know, when I think of adjusting, I think of, in general, people need to start with like one habit at a time. When I talk about nutrition, I have no idea where your listeners are at. Ladies, I know a little bit about where you guys are at because we've talked nutrition before. But what I would encourage people today is to say, I'm going to start one thing small and build on that habit. You know, I'm going to have very quick results because I'm going to add something. I'm not going to take away, but I'm going to add something to my diet. For example, you go to the store, you buy one bag of apples, and you just say, I'm going to have one apple a day. And again, a little bit cheesy, but I'd rather you add something and find success that way and start having this mindset of, okay, if I put some good stuff into my body, that's going to help the exercise and the fitness go better. So you add fruit once a day. That could be a huge win for the week. You add a little bit more water. Go buy yourself a water bottle from your favorite store and just carry that thing with you and just force yourself to drink more water. That's a win. If you do want to take something away, a lot of us have a sweet tooth, and so maybe we have dessert every night. Maybe we take one or two of those desserts away, but just start thinking from a nutritional standpoint, how do I want to fuel this body for the fitness that I want? So those are a couple ways to add something, maybe take away, but hopefully add something to start having some good habits.
Well, I'm glad I was just at the grocery store. I bought myself a very large bag of delicious apples.
Nice.
Yeah.
So. And are you making your way through those things all week?
All week, yes. One a day, honey. I know I got them for my daughter, too, because thank goodness she likes that. You know, she's a picky eater.
Mm-hmm. Well, she is. And I'll tell you what, one of the great things that my wife and I have been able to do is get our kids to eat healthy fruits and vegetables. You know, and it was a conscious effort, but you know, it's really paid off in that's where they lean towards for some of their snacks. So it is, you know, kudos to you for starting her young and saying this is a good healthy snack. We can have other fun stuff, but you know, the healthy stuff is an awesome win.
Yeah. Oh, believe me, before even we had dinner, she's like, Mom, can I have a milkshake? I'm like, you haven't even eaten dinner yet. All right, so Hans, let's talk about training with balance and focus. What does it mean to train like that?
Okay, so you take care of the nutrition side, and now you got to think, what am I going to do for fitness? And the way I think about it is you can either train for balance or focus. Balance means you want to do some strength, some cardio, some stretching, and some core in every workout. You want kind of this whole body workout every time you work out. It's a very legitimate way to train. I train a bunch of my clients that way. So if you lean towards the balance side of things, you're trying to get a, you know, let's say 10 minutes in of each of those segments. So you're going to be stronger. You're going to be challenged aerobically. You're going to work on flexibility and you're going to work on core. But if you train for focus, you're saying, I want to pick one aspect of my training. Like, you know, I want to just get stronger this winter, so I'm just going to mostly do strength training. Or I want to get better as a runner, or I want to get ready for a triathlon next year, and so I'm going to really hit the indoor bike trainer, and that's going to be my focus. So that's what I mean by balance or focus. There is no right or wrong answer. It's just that you should be training with purpose, and you should be able to kind of put down on paper, hey, Hans, this is what I'm doing over the next four to eight weeks, and here's what the training looks like. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it does.
And lady, I guess I'd throw that back at you. Like, you know, again, no right or wrong answer, but, you know, Tracy, you first. Do you think, like, in the next 4 to 8 weeks, are you going to be training more for balance and a whole body workout, or are you trying to focus on one particular aspect of training?
Probably focus on one particular aspect of training. Like, I want to, you know, get my running back and keep that going.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which will That's then, good. You know, do a whole balance thing, too, with the body, right? Want to do that, too?
Well, and that's fine. And I would just say, you know, I would encourage you to pick one. I mean, and again, it's not all or nothing. Focus could still be, hey, 3 days a week I'm running, but one day a week I'm going to do some strength training. So I'm not saying it's all or nothing, but, you know, at some level you're looking at your training saying, where do the percentages play out? And is it even across the board? Or is it, I want to be a runner, you know, 3/4 of the time that I'm training, but Hans tells me I got to keep myself strong, so I'm certainly going to do a strength component to it. But yeah, I would say if you're saying I'm running, that would be more focused training. Krista, what about you?
I'm definitely into the focus on what I've been doing with the strength training. I know with working with you and helping me out when I went out to your beautiful gym in Pursuit Fitness with the bands. And then, you know, I went and bought myself some, you know, dumbbells and things like that. So with the balance that we have as far as my schedule, you know, strength training twice, you know, a week, and then I would go and I would run the other day. So it's kind of like putting it all together within my weeks.
Yep, I completely agree. Strength is for sure been your focus. Strength and even some new strength with some of the other health issues that you're going through is, you know, different kinds of strength training. But still, you know, the last few workouts I've seen from you have been those cardio workouts. So you're not ignoring cardio. In fact, you're getting some really good stuff in, but it definitely skews more toward the focus side of strength training.
Right.
Very cool.
Thank you. It's been a journey, honey, especially, you know, with COVID. People are, you know, they're trying different things, which I love. They're adapting. And that's exactly, you know, Hans, you coming on every month. You've really helped out a lot of our listeners find that ability to, like, have at-home gyms, which is really great. Mm-hmm. And how can we still stay active? So thank you for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. So, Hans, we know you like to train hard. We have seen it, okay, eye to eye. So what's with Recover Hard?
Okay, so you actually, in your last little segment there, you said, you know, we're always pursuing these adaptations from our schedule being crazy to even our training being a little bit different. We're always looking to adapt the body to these stresses. Good stresses, not bad, but you're right. I love to train hard. Like, for me, a good training session means I'm very winded, I'm exhausted, I just want it to be done kind of thing. So I love training hard, but it's very easy to forget the idea that the only way that you get stronger is if you train hard and recover hard. And that sounds like a weird phrase, like recover hard. What does that mean? It means that you take very seriously the recovery that your body needs to get stronger. If I had both of you in the gym tomorrow morning lifting weights, we would lift heavy weights. You guys would be, your muscles would be tired, and I could not expect you to do that again the next day. You need to recover. So if I'm going to train you hard, I need to encourage you to recover hard too. And that gets back to that balance and focus thing also. So again, I hope the biggest thing I offer your listeners is this person who can give tidbits whenever I can for free, saying, Hans, is this training plan making sense? Because if you just go to the gym and don't have a plan, you're going to struggle. But if you have a trainer or a coach or a friend looking over your program saying, do this day and then rest. Do this day and then do something different the next day, you need to give your body time to recover. So I don't want to get too much into the weeds on this, but let me just say again, I don't want people to think, oh, all Hans does is train hard. No, there are definitely off days, and those are very strategic. I've been doing a lot of foam rolling. I have a stick that mm-hmm. allows that I use to roll out my calves and my quads and some different stretching flexibility modalities. So the point here, Krista, is if you train hard, you need to recover hard. Don't think that you should be exercising 6 or 7 days a week. I mean,
yeah.
4 to 5 is already a lot, but some people need to be told 4 to 5 is plenty. Give yourself some rest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Hans, why does our training have to get so uncomfortable?
So Tracy, you know, it doesn't have to get so uncomfortable, but it has to definitely be uncomfortable. So I got to be careful there because some people are like, I'm not a glutton for punishment. And honestly, neither am I. But, you know, as a guy who's worked at a gym, I know that there are a lot of people that just come in and kind of do the same thing every day, or they do 2 or 3 things in a given week. And that's about all they do. And it hasn't changed in years, if not decades. And so I think it's very important for us to realize if our bodies are going to get stronger, if we're going to be fit and fabulous, it's because we're willing to do things that we haven't done before. Not huge things. So if Tracy runs 3 miles, I'm not going to say, hey, let's go out and run 8 miles today. I'm not going to do that. But if she runs 3, I'm going to get her to run 3.5. And she's going to be like, oh, that's not bad. And then I'll say, good. Now, next time, we're going to run 4.5. And then all of a sudden, she's like, okay, now that gets into a little bit of that uncomfortable zone. And that's what I mean, is that we need to find small ways to get ourselves uncomfortable. And it's not easy. That's often why people hire a coach to say, I need you to tell me how to get to that uncomfortable place, or you tell me to go to that uncomfortable place, and I'll do it. But I'm probably only going to do it if you tell me to, because I trust you, and I just need to be told what to do. You know what I mean?
Oh,
so
yeah.
That's what I'm trying to get at with, you know, be comfortable getting uncomfortable. And you have to find new ways to get motivated to do that. You know, I've said before, I'm a really big fan of CrossFit lately, not necessarily the competitive side of it, but the methodology of CrossFit. And so they have the CrossFit Games this weekend. And if you get a chance, go to CrossFit.com and go take a look at some of the things that those guys are doing and say, wow, those guys are fit. And I'm not suggesting we get as fit as those guys, because literally they are like Olympic level caliber type people. But there's a lot of things that we can get that I have gotten from them to say, oh, I've done that type of training in the past, but now I'm going to do it in a little different way to get uncomfortable and to challenge myself.
Well, Hans, I want to let you know, I want you to make me feel uncomfortable, because when I come out and see you and we do our day of strength training, I want to take what I look like right now, and I want to look like Arnold Schwarzenegger in the movie Pumping Iron. So if you can make that happen for me, I'm all about it.
I can do that. But, you know, if you're going to ask me to make you feel uncomfortable, I mean, I'm going to take that, and I'm going to take it very seriously. And then, you know, if we're going to get, you know, you've said it before, we're getting those bikini bodies ready in, what is it now, September? So September and October, we're going to already start getting ready for May and June of 2021, huh?
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah. Well, you know what? We so appreciate you coming on. And literally, that's one of my favorite movies, is Pumping Iron with Arnold back in the day. It was so awesome to see that. Yeah. Hans, thank you so much for always keeping us in the know-how of how we can stay fit. I want everyone to know, at Madtown, please check out Hans on Instagram. It's In Pursuit Training. And, of course, he will always take care of you each and every time. So, Hans, thank you so much.
You got it, ladies. Good to be with you. We'll talk to you next time.
All right. There you have it. It's Madtown's 93.1 at Jams, of course, with our personal trainer, Hans, on Crystal in the Morning Rush.